Thursday the 6th of May, Kof Beis Iyar, Rabbi Yaakov Hamer, good morning.
Good morning, everyone. Just for the sake of clarity, the title, Good Morning, is spelt M-O-U-R-N-I-N-G, as opposed to M-O-R-N, and I will explain in a minute. I know you had me down as topical theme, which I'm assuming a lot of people today thought that I was going to give some brief outline or explanation of the various manifestos of the three parties and so on. But there are some other topical themes which I hope to discuss today. Would actually like to share with you a question and a thought which I had for quite some time, and this year I decided to speak to several Talmid Chachamim this country and in Eretz Yisrael, just to share with you my findings. We know that the famous Ramban tells us, when he discusses what Sfiras HaOmer is, what this period of the year is, the Ramban says, in essence, this is supposed to be the best period of the Jewish calendar. This is supposed to be some type of a Chol HaMoed. We've got, starting with Pesach, we've got the Yemei HaSfira, and then we've got Atzeres, and we've got this big Chol HaMoed in between, and it's supposed to be, in essence, the best period of the Jewish calendar. As we know, things didn't work out that way, and things were napach to a period of Avelus. Everything changed, everything switched, and it became a period of mourning. You know, the Shulchan Aruch writes very clearly that there's Dini Avelus during the period of Sfiras HaOmer. Granted, it's not as chomor, it's not as strict, as serious as the 3 weeks, but nonetheless, it is considered to be a period of Avelus. Writes very clearly, Nagim Shalisa Isha, customs not to have chasnas, not to shave, take haircuts, music, and so on. It's a period of Avelus. Why, says the Shulchan Aruch? What's the reason why? Very short, succinct, Mechleisha Ba'isis Man, Mesu Tamidi Rav Yekiva. In that period, between Pesach and Atzeres, like the Gemara tells us in Masechet Yevamos, this was the period when the Talmidim of Rav Yekiva, 24,000 Talmidim, died. The Kaf HaChaim also in Tav Tzadik Gimel over there says the following: V'chol zeh she'osim zecha, all these various things, these signs of Avelus which we do, why do we do them? Kedei le'israchik ma'asina v'akina v'atayva v'akovod v'agayva v'liknes midas ha'ava v'anova v'ashalim. All of the things which we do, and the mournful period is to be ma'iros, to distance ourselves from these midas ha'rois, and ultimately to instill within ourselves these positive midas, ava, anova, and shalom. Therefore, Ariza writes in Shara Kavanas, a person should be very careful, very mindful in this period to ensure that they treat the Chaverim with a due respect and so on. That's what the Shulchan Aruch writes, that's what the Kaf HaChaim writes. It's a period of Avelus, and it's a period of Avelus because the Talmidim of Rav Akiva died. The question which I have is twofold. Question number one is, we know that the Gemara, many places when the Gemara tells us, the Gemara inquires about a Shiloh, which doesn't seem to be relevant to us nowadays. The Gemara says, Maida Hava Hava. What do I care about this Shiloh? How is it relevant to me now? Maida Hava Hava. It's got to have some type of relevance. We know that, you know, the Rambam would write halachas which were relevant, if not directly to nowadays, but at least to when there will be a bias, when there will be a Beis HaMikdash. But something which has no relevance to us, not nowadays and not in the future, the Rambam doesn't bring. We know that in general, any time we celebrate, commemorate any type of a Yom Tov, a Chag, a festival, any type of a period, whenever we're miskasher with some type of a Zman, it's not that we're merely commemorating something, it's always that we're reliving it. For instance, that which we are misabel on the Churban of Yerushalayim is not because thousands of years ago there was a Churban Habayis per se. That in and of itself would not necessarily be sufficient, but we're told very clearly, because kol dorish lebona beis hamikdash biyamav, malo lo b'kasav kilo nechro biyamav. That now there's a Churban. There's a Churban for me right now. It's clear that if the Habayis hasn't been rebuilt, then clearly there's some type of a claim, there's some type of a tain on us, and therefore we have to be misabel because we are being machrib the bias. Just like it says, Bainayushalayim Lashon Hayavah, so it's the same thing, unfortunately, when it comes to the Churban. It's something which we are doing positively now, and this is the period of the 3 weeks. That is the time when we have this expression of the Avelis. It says Lamashal by Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu gave matzahs to the Malachim. Why? Says Rashi Bishim Chazal, because it was Pesach. Now, obviously, we know the question that Pesach didn't happen for many, many generations. Why was he busy baking matzahs? Pesach is supposed to be an Eidus. It's supposed to come to commemorate and serve witness to something which took place. The answer the Mefarshim say is that no, it's exactly the opposite. That on Tes Vav Nissan, HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts in time into the Bria some type of a Ha'ara, some type of a Shefa of Chayrus. That is what is there in the spiritual DNA of the Jewish year, of the calendar. And for Keratin, when it was time to be a Poida, the Bnei Yisrael, so obviously it's going to take place during Tes Vav Nissan, because that is the Zman where there is this Ha'ara, the Shefa of Chayrus. And so too with every single Chag, the way that we shell zechut to every period of Zman is because this is what this particular period has to offer. I never really understood why is it that merely because there was a very unfortunate situation a couple of thousand years ago when great, great men, Yud Beis Elef, Zugois, 24,000 Talmidim, Shleinogu Kovet Zelazer, they did something, and obviously Kefi Madrigose, Kefi Erekom, there was some type of a tzvia, some type of a taina against them. Mali Yulazer, what exactly does this have to do with me? Why am I misabel for that? Why do I have to be misabel? Why can't I get mad? We're pushing off. I mean, the Lashon of Shulchan Aruch. What's the Lashon again? It says, Nogu Shaloi Lisa Isha. That's what we push off. One of the greatest mitzvahs, one of the mitzvahs which you're allowed to sell a sefer Torah for the mitzvah of Peruvu. One of the mitzvahs, the first mitzvah that Adam was netzav on, we push aside this mitzvah because many, many years ago there were Talmidim Shleinogu Kovet Zelazer. Ma'ali Ulazel, what does this have to do with me? So you're saying that there's a taina on me now, somehow in this, how did this become part and parcel of the Jewish calendar to warrant and be mechayiv avelus on a national level? The second ha'ara is that, fine, says the Shulchan Aruch, because Talmidim and Rabbi Akiva, they died. There were other periods in history when great Chachmei Yisrael also were killed. This wasn't the only time. During Paul Mishal Yavan, it was also Tkufa when the Gedolei Yisrael, Yosef ben Yehezer, was killed. We had in the period of Yanei HaMelech, when he killed all the Chachmei Yisrael during the period of Yeshua ben Prathia. There were also other periods. So what are you going to say? Well, this was more. It was a larger amount. It was a smaller amount. Again, it needs a little bit more of a further explanation as to why specifically this period and this event warrants Avelis. We know that the concept of Avelis, by definition, is when something was taken from us. When there is some type of intrinsic, innate connection which a person has to usually, obviously, a human being, and that link, that kesha, was severed. A person is misabel le'aleinu on the Shiva Kravim. These are all instances, and obviously the chiddush is a spouse, but father, mother, son, daughter, brother, and sister, these are all, this is something, this is an innate kesha which a person has with these kravim. A person gets married, eishes brischa, ishtei kegufa, that also becomes a kesha shel kayama. So when, Rachman Litzlan, a person is nifter on these shiva kravim, there is a musig and dini avelis. And even if a person is very, very close, David and Yonasan, they have a tremendous kesher, a kesher nafshi, between David and Yonasan, nonetheless, there's no concept of avelis because that is not considered a kesher ba'etzem. With that said, there is a discussion in the poskim by adopted children and stepfathers and so on. If a person was raised with an individual, what type of avelis should they, is it just an avelis because of derech eretz, because of kavod? Is there something more to it? But in general, avelis means when a person lost a part of them. That is the concept of avelis. You feel the loss. The reason why we don't have avelis for any of these other periods. Why don't we ask the question? Why is there no avelis Shviras Haluchais. Shviras Haluchais calls Shikhas HaTorah, and the Torah in the world was also totally different. Why do we have Avelis for the Chet of Adam Rishon, the Eitz Hadas? As the Ramchal writes, the entire world was dramatically, drastically changed. Everything changed. Let's be misapple because there was a huge change in the world. The answer is these Averis are not Averis which we can really relate to. We never had any type of hasaga of life in the pre-Chet era to even come to understand what was it, what was it like, what did we have, what don't we have, and now we're going to be misabo for that which was gone. It's not relevant to us. Even when it comes to Shviras Haluchos, what the Mefarshim speak about, what Torah would have been like, and the Behiris and the Briris, the clarity, and the lack of Shikha, the absolute clarity of Torah which we would have had before the Luchos were Nishpru, is also something which is L'mal Miasaga Seino. It's something which is literally beyond us. The Mefarshim say there, Mami Pana writes, that the Luchos not been broken, so in the Luchos itself we would have understood every single detail, every single prat, and every single halacha we would have seen exactly clearly where it comes from, and from every single letter and kites, where in the luchos it was mushrash. But these are things which we simply don't have any shaykhah still. It's not something which is relevant to us. If it's totally foreign to us, by definition, we cannot, and we are not misabel on it. And the reason why this event of the Chof Dalet Talmid Rebbe Akiva is something which we are misabel on is because Teresh Shebal Peh, by definition, is something which is shaykh to each and every one of us. That was something from the beginning, from the tzkuf of the Bayis Sheni, and Bias Goel Tzedek, Teresh Shebal Peh is what gives us the wherewithal to continue, and is ultimately where all of our tikkun can be found. The tikkun is found in Teresh Shebal Peh. And therefore, Rebbe Akiva, who is, as we know, he was the Av of Teresh Shebal Peh, he is what the Mefarshim say that Moshe Rabbeinu was, excuse me, what Moshe Rabbeinu was to Teresh Shebechsav, was Rebbe Akiva to Teresh Shebal Peh, this is something which we feel that this really we had a shaychus to. As we know, the Gemara says, Chazal say it, that Stam Asnisan Reb Meir, Stam Tisefter Reb Nechemiah, Stam Sifra Reb Yehuda, Stam Sifri Reb Shimon, V'kula Alibet Reb Akiva, says the Gran Sanhedrin. Everything which we have, all of the Teresh Shebal Peh which we have, ultimately, Kulu Alibet Reb Akiva. Says the Gemara, the world was Shamim, Ad Shibor Reb Akiva, Volima the Rabbi Sinai Shibadorim, these four out of the five Talmidim, said, everything which we have came from Rabbi Akiva. That is something which is really going to be significant enough that we are going to be Miss Abalon. when we say that Teresh Shebal Peh, this is something which Rabbi Akiva was so involved in, and he was the Av, what exactly do we mean? Also bothered me for a long time, Teresh Shebal Peh. The oral law, I mean, Rav Hirsch points out that the Teresh Shebal Peh came well before the Teresh Shebechsav. Some people say, I only believe in Teresh Shebechsav. I don't believe in Teresh Shebal Peh. So he points out and he says, you're quite foolish, because Teresh Shebal Peh came well before Teresh Shebechsav. Rav Chaim HaKadosh gives a very interesting working definition, understanding of what Teresh Shebal Peh is, with which we're saying this is something which Rabbi Akiva embodied, and this is something which his base medrash also embodied and personified. And when that was Charuv, Teresh Shebal Peh, as we know it, and all of the various tikkunim therein, everything was Charuv. The Chaim HaKadosh asks question, famous question. Chazal say, "Shalihoyu davish leNimsa laMeisha b'Sinai." There wasn't a single thing which wasn't given to Meisha Rabbeinu b'Sinai. V'afila mashatam b'dvosik osel chadish. Every single kash, every yara, every single thing, always nimsa to Meisha at Sinai, as we know. Says the Medrash that Rebbe Akiva was derish mashal yada Meisha. Chazal tell us that Meisha went to the shir of Rebbe Akiva and he didn't understand and so on. So asks our Chaim HaKadosh, how do we understand these two things together? Meisha Rabbeinu knew everything. On the other hand, he didn't understand the Torah of Rebbe Akiva. So Chaim HaKadosh has a very novel explanation. And he says, Avada Meisha Rabbeinu knew everything. Every single sifkatin, every single kutzeis, everything Meisha Rabbeinu knew. Everything. I'm going to read to you a couple of sentences from the Chaim HaKadosh. Ki Meisha Nitin Lai Tera Tera Shebechsav Tera Shebal Peh. V'hinei ha'odin baruch hu b'chachmas yisbarach rasham b'tir shivach sav kol tir shivach per sha'omel l'moyshe. Every single thing ultimately is nirmas, as the Gemara says, that less midi delay nirmas v'erais. Everything is nirmas, is alluded to in the Chumash. Abo loy ha'idil l'moyshe kol mashe nosin le ba'al peh heichen hu romes b'tir shivach sav. The difference is, he knew all of the facts, he knew all of the details. Merdek Achilish, but he didn't know where is it merumis to in the Chumash. Where this din of Yesh Lamidas, Le'ar Yesh, where exactly is that, which pasuk, which letter, where is that nirmas in? V'zuhi avoidus b'nei Yisrael amolei Torah. The avoid of Klal Yisrael, the Iker Amelus, which we'll get to in a minute, in Pashas B'chukaisai, the Iker Amelus of Klal Yisrael, Sheish Wa'alacha Shenemur Lameish Misinei Va'asevis Va'adroshes Kulan Yitnu Lehem U'mokim B'Tereshe V'Chsav, to find the place in Tereshe V'Chsav for the Tereshe V'Apeh. Says this is the Iker Tereshe V'Apeh. There's a din, there's Halacha, everything was Nimsar at Sinai. We know, there is, this is Halacha. But Avushtetos, where is this Nirmas? We know that there are many Mefarshim, where this was something which they spent a lot of their focus on. The Meshech Achma, another Mefarshim, very, very busy with trying to find the Soros, the Sherish, where it's Nirmas and Tereshe V'Chsav. Ulezeh Timtza Bo Ta'atanoyim V'Chibru Tereskonim V'Sifri V'Chol Droshosem B'Ksuv V'Einum Ela Alpi Ha'alochas V'Elbishim B'Teres Hashem Tanim Mishbechsav. Again, they're coming to find the Lavush, they're coming to find this is the Mokav, this is the Mokar for this din. V'Achreim V'Ad Ha'yoyim Hazeh He avoidus hakodesh bnei Torah l'dayik hamikrois l'yashvim alpi ha'mamorim shehem teresh v'alpeh. Until today, says the Racham HaKadosh, this is our Ikra Avoda for the Amele, the one, someone who wants to be Makabal, the Oil Torah, and be Misamel to try and understand where is this Nirmas to in the Chumash. So sometimes the Gemara Taka says, Halach L'Mesh Misinai, finished. But sometimes we can't necessarily find it. But other than that, we need to try and find where is the source of this. V'zuhi Avodas HaTorah HaNikras Eretz Chaim. This is the Avoda of the Torah, which is called Eretz Chaim. So this is perhaps the reason, the idea why, and what's so special, what's so unique about Rabbi Akiva and his base medrash. We know that the Mishnah says in Sefer that Misha Meis Rabbi Akiva bottled Kavod HaTorah. Kavod HaTorah to a certain extent was bottled, was lost. Why? Because Rabbi Akiva was the one who was derish tilei tilei shal halachas al kol kutzei shal yud. Meaning, what was he doing? He was saying, in this Yud, if you understand that this Yud is before Shin, and it's after that letter, and so on, he was able to be omit, again, through the Amelis, to understand that this is clearly something which is Miramis to that. And therefore, perhaps that's the reason why, again, we asked Shavan Prachy and his generation, whether with Yane HaMelech, we killed the Chachmi Yisrael, and so on. There were many, many Deris where hundreds of Talmid Chachamim and Tanoim and Amoraim were killed, or Gemalchus, and so on. But this particular base medrash, which embodied Teresh Baal Peh, which was supposed to bring about every single tikkun, ultimately every single thing which needs a tikkun, is found in the Torah, both on a physical, local level, Barasi Yetzara, Barasi Torah Tavlin, and on a national level. All the tikkunim have to come about through Torah. What type of Torah? Teresh Baal Peh. This was the base medrash which was going to be Maimed Teresh Baal Peh, and bring about all of these various tikkunim, and it was Chariv. That's something which is still, which is Nagel Levi. That's something which still talks to me ad hayom hazeh. Okay, but that's the reason why this period warrants Avelas more than anything else. Just to touch on one point, and mention over here the concept of Amelas, this is the Ikra Amelas. Just to share with you a ha'ara I heard from Rabban Lapiansky, Rosh Yeshiva in Silver Spring. Beginning of Parshas Bechukeisa, it says, in Bechukeisa, Teilecho. It speaks about Torah, and it speaks about mitzvahs. We know that Chazal tell us that Bechukesi Telecha means Shitu Amelam BaTorah. It's not referring to mitzvahs. Mitzvahs is the end of the pasuk. It's referring specifically to Torah, and it's referring to Amelus BaTorah. Amelus BaTorah. And the horror was, where is it nirmas again, this concept of Amelus? We understand by process of elimination that it's not referring to mitzvahs, it's referring to Torah. But where is the dogesh? Where do I hear the idea of Amelus Batero? Seemingly it's from the word Telechu. halicha, to go in. Just to try and understand where in the concept of halicha do we find amelus. We find lamasho. We find, it says, vayelchu vayasu, vayelchu vayasu. They went and they did. Well, of course they went. I mean, if they had to do something, they had to go. If you need to make yourself some food, you go to the kitchen. But why is it noteworthy to say vayelchu, vayelchu vayasu? So Chazal tell us to give schar l'halicha and schar for the asiyah. And again, the same ha'ara. What exactly is so important about the halicha? Of course you went. Every time you have a hechsher mitzvah, if you have to go ahead and big matzah, so you have to go ahead and be chayrish and kaitzer, and then you have to do the disha, and then you have to do lisha, then you have to do afia, and then you have your matzah. So leaf and schar for the charish and the katsira and the lisha and afia, whatever is necessary, any necessary prerequisite, any hechsher mitzvah should be included. It seems to me that there's a bezundra parasha of vayelch halicha, to go towards something. You know that the Gemara, it's also a Medrash, where the Gemara speaks about someone who is an otzel. Shlomo Melech gives an etzel, gives musa to someone who is an otzel, an ish otzel, and he tells him to go to a nemola. Lichel nemola otzel, red rachel, go and see the ways of a nemola, and you will become wise. And the Medrash tells us what's so special about the Amala. It's so industrious that of all of the creatures in the Bria, it has this tremendous trait of Zrizus. It only lives for 6 months, and nonetheless it gathers and produces a huge amount of food. Why? Because maybe I'm going to live much longer. It's a bit of a strange thing. Imagine, if you will, as we wish everyone that they should live at Neve Esrim Shana. But imagine, if you will, Tachlis. You have a person who's very frail, they're in their mid-90s, and they're going to start to embark on a project which clearly is only going to have any type of manifestation, any type of tayelis, in 30, 40 years from now. And he asked the fellow, you know, you should be relaxing now. This is time to, you know, sit back and enjoy your life and enjoy your enoch life. And what are you so industrious? What are you so busy with? You know what? Because maybe I'm going to live, you know, another 20, 30, 40, 50 years. I mean, if you take a look at the amount of food that the Nemal has, it only eats a chito mechta, huge volumes of food. It's for decades and decades and decades. I mean, is that a dover sichli? Is that something which we would say, wow, you know, tremendous is rizus of this individual? We'd say, you know, I'm sorry, it's not normal what you're doing. It's not logical. What are you doing? Relax, you know, go to Florida, do something, but this is not necessarily what you should be doing in your mid-90s. What exactly is Shlomo Melech telling us when he's giving musa to the Ish Otzel? Take a look at the Nemal and how industrious it is. We know the Mefashim tell us, the Kuzri and others, that there's four basic stages in the Bria. There's the Daimim, Semeach, Chayim, Medaber. There's the inanimate life, there's the plant life, there's Chai, there's animal, the animal kingdom, and finally there's the Medaber. In many Mefarshim, they use interchangeably as a synonym for Chai, Misnei Eo, something which moves. The third category is referred to not necessarily as Chai, something which is alive, but Misnei Eo, something which has the capacity of movement. Meaning that unlike, you know, the point of demarcation between the plant life, the Tzemeach, and the next one is plant life, even though we know that there is a concept of growing towards the lights and growing towards the water and so on, but for the most part, plant life, it doesn't move, right? It doesn't move. The chilek between the tzemeach and the next level is misnei, it has this capacity of movement. So it seems to be that chayim, chios, and movement is one and the same. That is ultimately, that is the bitui of life. The Meiri writes in his Chibur of Anshuva, he says that the Balei Dikduk say that the word halicha doesn't just mean movement. As such, Hari is a Meira al Zrizus v'rotzen. Rather, it has a connotation of Zrizus and Rotzen, of desire. Kamoi l'chunirano. L'chunirano doesn't just to go and be Meranin. That is what the word halicha refers to. And that's what you find in the Nemala. In the Nemala, you find the Koyach of Chiyus. In other words, the expression of life is not limited so much to a person's needs. I need X amount of food, so my expression of life is going to be limited according to my basic needs. Life doesn't have any bounds. It doesn't have, there's no hagbala on the etzem expression of life. I mean, the namala, when you think about what does the namala say in Perek Shira? The namala is the bria which says, "Hu nesen lechem l'chol basar." That's what the namala says in Shira. So it's fully aware, nesen lechem l'chol basar, Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to provide for me. But nonetheless, its chius, its zrisus, its rotzen, its desire is so strong that it goes ahead and it moves, because that is ultimately what chius is. Fleshim say a similar thing. The Radak says on the words Asher Hishalchu Lufanai. Again, the Lashon of Halicha. He says it means to say that the mitzvah was done belave ubemaisa. It wasn't just done bemaisa. It was done belave. It shows that there's a chius. If the lev is involved, we know that there's a chius. We call mishmar netzar libecha, ki mimenu teitzes chayim. The lev is the makar, it's the sherish of all chius. And that's the idea of a yelcho v'yasu, litin schara halicha and schara lamaisa. It's not just that they needed to go to do something over there, so they went over there. It shows that the action was done with a cheshik. It was done in a proactive way. It was done with a bren, with a rotzen tov. We find a similar thing by the Ovis. It says about the Ovis, I think it's Rav Hirsch's Ha'ara. Rav Hirsch says that we find the lashon of hishalich, asher hishalchu. Don't usually find this lashon of hishalich, hishalchu. But again, Rav Hirsch says the same thing. He says that this lashon is meira on a cheshek panimi. It was an inner desire, it was an inner rotzen. That's something which the Ovis had. In fact, the whole word av is milashon taiva. Av, Aleph Beis, is milashon taiva. The obvious were ones who had this insatiable desire to do rotzen Hashem. Hazal are mamshal them to susim, to horses which run after Hashem, bebitzi hamayim, that they have this desire to go ahead and continue. And that's ultimately what chiyus is about. In b'chukos etelecho, shetiu ha-melem ba-teiro, the word halicha tells us that the type of teiro, or the way that we, our perception to Torah, our gisha towards Torah, befrat in these days, you know, the end of Sfira, the first Shem Seder Maral, the first 32 is Bigamatria covered, the last 17 is Bigamatria Toiv, it's the Achana, we're mamish in the 2 week period before Matan Torah. And the whole period, as we mentioned, was a period of mourning, but if we have good mourning, if we have mourning which is done, b'seichel, b'das, and we realize that what we were being misabel about was the lack of the fruition of this Teresh of Alper, which ultimately would have been our tikkun, and we're able to take the idea of Chukosei Telecho, that the Argisha towards Teresh should be one with a Cheshik, with a Ratzin Pnimi, with a desire, and Be'ez Hashem, this period will be Nepach again, the Yagim of Simcha Me'egel Yantuf.